and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. We'll hear some examples of the more unusual music from the guitar repertory, and interviews with Stephen Funk Pearson, who talks about humor in music, and Richard Stover, who talks about a humorous tango by Augustine Barrios Mongaray. We'll also hear from Scott Tennant, who discusses his recording of a guitar concerto based on the Mr. Ed TV show theme. We'll start with music played on an instrument usually associated with country music, the pedal steel guitar. This is Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, played by Michael Perlowen. Opening a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we just heard a pedal steel guitar version of Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. That was performed by Michael Perlowen. Turkish pianist and composer Fazıl Say wrote a very clever jazz fantasy on Mozart's Turkish Rondo. We'll hear it performed on two guitars by Emre Gülkap and Francisco Correa. Thank you. Emre Golcup and Francisco Correa performing a jazz fantasy on Mozart's Turkish Rondo by Fazıl Say. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring some of the lighter works of the guitar repertory this week. This is the Canadian Guitar Quartet performing Rossini's William Tell Overture. The Canadian Guitar Quartet performing Rossini's William Tell Overture. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Augustin Barrios Monterrey was a brilliant, eccentric genius who wrote several of the greatest pieces of the guitar repertory. For many years, he ended his own concert programs with a humorous piece called Bicho Feo. The piece was lost for many years until copies of his 1913 recording of the piece were discovered in 2009 by Richard Stover and Federico Shepard. Richard Stover spoke about the piece.
Bicho Feo had been notorious for years as a piece that he continued to keep in his repertoire. And there's a humorous story behind it, you know, that Bicho Feo means an ugly creature or ugly bug or something on that order, you know. This story I heard from a Mongoliano was this, that he had played somewhere and then he was standing and heard some people discussing him and they weren't aware that he was listening. And the woman said, "I gave Bicho Feo. Like, he plays really well, but what an ugly dude, you know." Barrios was kind of homely, you know. Wasn't the handsomest guy in the world. But I guess he found that not insulting, but humorous. Because the tango was billed as a tango humorístico, humoristic tango. And it's got that onomatopoeia, Bicho Feo, you know. And that in itself is kind of a wistful little thing.
From a long-lost 1913 recording by the composer himself, we've just heard Bicho Feo, subtitled Humoristic Tango by Agustin Barrios Mangaray. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring humor and music on this special April Fool's edition. Elasomorph is the title of a tongue-in-cheek parody piece for a guitar quartet by Stephen Funk Pearson. Stephen Funk Pearson spoke about his approach to writing music.
My whole life, a sense of humor is critical to living and breathing for me, and I really like to bring that into music, and I think that's something that's often lacking in music. And I know sometimes in concerts people are a little embarrassed to maybe laugh at something funny that happens musically, but children, they don't hold back, and some of my pieces, when kids hear them, they just start cracking up because they don't care if they're laughing in a concert. And so I really do find that humor and music, they just go together for me, you know, as part of my life.
1, 2, 3.
The Versailles Guitar Quartet performing Elasomorph by Stephen Funk Pearson. And before that, we heard an interview with composer Stephen Funk Pearson. You're listening to a special April Fool's edition of Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Carlo Domeniconi is best known for his phenomenally popular solo guitar piece titled Koyun Baba. Another audience favorite of his is his circus music for two guitars. This piece includes a lot of musical puns and special effects, and it includes a movement titled Plick, the Flea of the Andes. We'll hear it performed by the Montenegrin guitar duo.